Rick Strachan from the coaching staff joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. Rick, doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get 2 points.
Yeah, we got there. I thought we started off great. I thought for the first 10 minutes of the first period, we were outstanding. They didn't get out of their zone. And then from then on, it was a battle. It was an uphill battle. The boys, you know what, we'll give them credit. They dug deep. You could see that, you know, they were lacking a little speed towards the end. You know,
there were some tired passes out there. That's the big indication, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, there were some tired legs out there. It's been a rough week for everybody. But you know what? I give the guys credit, and they played hard, and they played to the end. And in the third period, we made a few little adjustments, and you know, it kind of worked. We kind of gained some momentum back, and then great goaltending by Galbraith. He kept us in it a lot of times. And then, you know, the 3-on-3, Philly works his magic, and we get the extra point, and we got the W for the night, and everyone's happy.
I'm sure you're sending a text over to Canada to head coach Corey Nielsen. Let's have a quick look ahead. Trip to Milton Keynes, you're going to have to ask the boys to dig deep again.
Oh, absolutely. If tonight was tough, tomorrow's going to be tough for another great skating hockey club. You know, but we got guys who know how to get it done, and we find a way. And you know what? It doesn't matter how tired you are, or what are the circumstances. If the guys believe they can find a way, they're going to find a way, and they will find a way tomorrow.
Wish you well at Milton Keynes. Meanwhile, the next time you can watch the boys at home is on Tuesday. Tuesday is Believe Day. Tuesday is when the Panthers look to overhaul a 2-goal deficit to the Lions of Zurich in the Champions Hockey League and rewrite the hockey record books yet again. And listen to this, folks. There's less than 1,000 tickets available in the bowl as we record this interview after Friday night's game. The building's going to be rocking. Don't miss it. 2 goals in ice hockey, 2 shots in Nottingham.